Baker Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry. It is a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you very much for letting us be here. If you want to be a part of the conversation, it's 888-455-1360. Local in the Green Bay area, 406-1360. All right. As you know, during on the weekends, right as Friday is coming along, if there's bad news that the government wants to release, they will dump it late Friday, hoping that the news cycle will kind of gloss over it over the weekend. This was done by the U.S. Border Patrol late Friday afternoon. They dumped a whole bunch of information showing some statistics of individuals that are sneaking across our southern border. Now, you and I have heard in the liberal media that it's these poor, defenseless children that are coming over, and that is the majority of those that are coming. It's an influx of the children, and we must take care of them. And to a certain extent, listen, I don't want to take away from the fact that, yes, there are some horrible, tragic stories, and these kids that are coming over are in bad shape. It's not the whole story, interestingly. New data is showing that the White House actually has painted a bit of a false picture of the Central American migration. There is a spike in what's called family units illegally crossing into the United States on the Texas border. This information was dumped by the U.S. Border Patrol late Friday afternoon. It shows that the inflow of youths and children traveling without parents has doubled at this point since 2013. There are now 57,525 children in the 9 months that have led up to July of 2014. 57,525 children in the 9 months that are making up through July 2014. The number of migrants, however, who crossed the border in so-called family units, that has jumped fivefold to 55,420. Keep in mind, that is family units, men, women, and children, 55,000. This is according to the Border Patrol's data, which, of course, that information was strategically released, like I said, at the end of the day on Friday, and mixed with this information about the shot-down Malaysian aircraft. The Rio Grande area is where we're getting a lot of the information saying the migrants are crossing there. These illegal immigrants are coming over. And we're getting it really emphasized by the news about the children that are coming over. And they're not really giving much information about what we call, what the Border Patrol calls the family units. My opinion is the White House is being manipulative with the information that we're being given. Now, keep in mind what I've said before, and see if this doesn't pass the litmus test. 57,000 children have come into this country illegally. 57,000 children have come in illegally. That will pull at your heartstrings. That will give you some leeway and say, well, you know, we gotta do something. And we do. We have to take care of these children. Also, the statistics are that the vast majority of these children will never be sent home as it stands now. Now, you and I can make a difference here, and we can make that happen. But as it stands now, the attitude of the president is like, we're not going to send them home. But this information that has been highlighted plays on our heartstrings. It tugs on our emotion. Well, you know, these are children. These are children that are escaping violence. These are children that are escaping drug culture. These are children that whose parents have been wiped out by cartels and other horrible forces. These are children that are being sent across in human trafficking. And so this information, as it's been given to us by mostly liberal outlets, has tugged on our heartstrings, when the truth is almost as many family units have come into the country in addition to the children. Now, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Johnson, has explained the influx as a child migration. And he's using that to justify the government's basically welcoming them in saying, again, it's pulling on our heartstrings, saying, well, this is the best interest of the children, that we bring them in. We don't process them immediately for deportation. These people are coming to the Border Patrol and turning themselves in, hoping to be part of the Dreamers legislation, a.k.a. amnesty. The effort, pretty much, to get us to ignore the family units is coming up against a bit of a problem here. A lot of the unaccompanied youths that are coming in, the facts are showing, instead of them being children that are run through by drug traffickers or the sex trade, you know, human trafficking, a lot of these children that are coming over, this 57,000, they're aged between 14 and 17. That means they're looking for work. They're not coming over here looking for family and orphanage. You know, they're lost. A lot of them are coming for work. Multiple polls are showing the majority of us, you and I, near majorities of Latin Americans, blame the Obama administration for this breakdown in our security, our border security. July Gallup poll, as a matter of fact, showed that the crisis has prompted Americans to identify it as the nation's leading problem, immigration. That's going some when you have to understand we have a horrendous national debt and economic program problem. Yes, the stock market is at an all-time high. The economic news, everybody is waiting for this bubble to burst. We've been talking about it. Everybody's waiting for it. All right, so the issue is here. I know this is stunning. It's going to completely catch you off guard. Not only do we have children that are coming into the United States, but we have family units. These family units are men, women, and children. They are coming in as much as the children are. We have basically a flood of illegal immigrants coming into the United States. When we get back, I want to talk about not only are they turning themselves in on the border, but some of them are making their way much, much further north, 75, 80 miles north. And the territory up there looks beautiful, flowing grasslands and cattle and so forth. And it looks wonderful. It looks inviting. It's very inhospitable. And there are people dying as they're trying to cross the border. When we come back, I'll give you a little bit of information on what exactly is happening. There are some there that are trying to aid those that are coming over. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern...